The federal government has paid billions of dollars to keep the food chain running. That's included, in part, sending direct payments to farmers and ranchers. But as Illinois Newsroom's Dana Cronin reports, not all farmers are seeing those benefits.
When you walk into Cindy Ash's barn, one of the first things you notice, besides the sheep, is a huge burlap sack practically bursting at the seams with wool.
If you look at that big bag right there, we're sitting on about 600 pounds of wool from when they were sheared last, and it's been sitting there since they were sheared in March.
Ash runs Jubilee Farms in Clinton, Illinois, where she grows fruits and vegetables and raises sheep for wool to be turned into yarn. But not many people are buying premium yarn in this economy. Not to mention, the mill only recently reopened.
But there's really no point in us paying thousands of dollars to process wool that we can't move right now. So, which is part of what the CFAP was hoping to help with.
CFAP, that stands for Coronavirus Food Assistance Program, and is run by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. It's meant to bolster the food supply chain, in part by providing $16 billion in direct payments to farmers and ranchers. But it hasn't been helpful to farmers like Cindy Ash.
It doesn't seem like the program was designed for produce farmers. It seems like the program was really designed for corn and soybean or large livestock producers, and we don't do any of that.
In addition to wool, Ash usually sells produce at the local farmers market, which was closed this year due to the coronavirus. So she was hopeful until she opened up the assistance application, which requires you to list each crop you grow and an estimated loss.
If you're listing every crop that you weren't able to sell at a farmers market this year, you literally, it depends how big your farm is and how much you're growing, but you could have hundreds of crops here to list.
The USDA recently added to their list of eligible crops, but some of the items Ash sells still don't qualify, including things like eggs. And for those that do qualify, USDA pays wholesale commodity prices. Usually, Ash says she could sell the wool in her barn for about $10,000. USDA would only compensate her about $200. Sanaz Arjamand is the federal policy director for the National Young Farmers Coalition. She represents a lot of specialty crop growers.
The details of how it's laid out make it hard for them to see an amount of funding coming out of the program that really covers what they need for the time that they'd have to put in to calculate all of those things and have all the paperwork to back it up.
In 2018, specialty crops accounted for about a quarter of all U.S. crop receipts. But as of late July, specialty growers received only 3% of total payments. The vast majority has gone to large livestock, dairy, and corn and soybean producers. USDA's Farm Service Agency Administrator Richard Fordyce says it's a matter of timing. That is, he says the program is based on losses incurred between January and April.
That was not really a time when we saw, you know, every state would have had specialty crop production happening at that time. So I think that's one reason why we're seeing a little smaller percentage.
Recently, lawmakers sent a letter to Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue asking him to include more small produce farmers in the program by basing it on total losses rather than on individual crops. But Fordyce says that would fail to give a full picture of what's happening on a farm. Cindy Ash says farmers like her are often overlooked by the USDA.
I would say that not just this year, but overall, they need to pay much more attention to diverse farmers, produce farmers, people that are doing something other than traditional ag, like corn, beans, and large livestock.
She says it's more than likely she'll take a loss this year, a year she'd hoped to help her community get through the pandemic by providing healthy local food. I'm Dana Cronin, Illinois Newsroom.